Here's a look at First News, folks. It's fair. It's accurate. You get the damn truth. Our U.S. Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, met with Israel's prime minister, and he wants a pause in the fighting in Gaza. Screw you, Antony Blinken. That's what I say. Nobody asked for a pause when we were trying to get Hitler and wipe out the Nazis. This regime wants to kill every Jewish American, every Jew in the world, any infidel, in fact. And he wants us to pause. Fears are growing the conflict will widen. The folks in Israel are only hoping that it widens and they can once and for all eliminate these people that have been trying to kill them and take Israel off the face of the planet, as well as the United States. Airstrikes in Gaza flatten an apartment building. That's what happens in war, AP. Tell them to get the hell out so they can get in there and get the job done. The quicker they... Look, the confrontation is not with the people of Palestine. It's with Hamas, and they have embraced them for years in that area. Benjamin Netanyahu said, "We are not agreeing to a ceasefire. We're taking care of this once and for all." New York jury convicted FTX founder saying bankment fraud, or excuse me, freed on charges. 31-year-old man convicted Thursday in court. They rejected his testimony that he did not defraud thousands of customers worldwide, but he did. Been in jail since August. Judge concluded he tried to influence prospective trial witnesses. Extradited to the United States in December from the Bahamas. Joe Biden today is going to start his vacation early, so he needed an excuse. So he's heading to Lewiston, Maine today. He said he's going there to mourn with 18 people. I saw him mourn with the parents and families of the 13 that were killed in Afghanistan, too, as he constantly checked his watch because he knew he was heading to his beach house in Delaware. I'm sure he will use today the opportunity to show America how we've been torn apart by guns in the country. Legal settlements could provide local and state governments with $50 billion to fight the opioid crisis. Ohio communities are already doing what a lot of advocates said should be done. Hancock County funds harm reduction efforts like needle exchange and others as the drug problem in America continues. And we haven't stopped either the flow on our southern border. American employers likely kept hiring in a healthy pace. The government's October jobs report is expected to show today that government agencies and others added 184,000 jobs. That's down sharply from the 336,000 we gained in September. Record-breaking rains provoked some flooding in Italy. 5 people were killed. Western Europe's been hit with some heavy rain. 12 people have died. Other regions are on high alert and warned that the storm was heading towards other parts of the Mediterranean now before it heads out to sea. The Senate has confirmed 3 top military officials, including the first female member of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Confirmations come. Frustration still swirling around Republican Senator Tommy Tuberville because he's blocking a bunch of the nominees. Senators plan to hold a closed-door meeting today to discuss his blockade, which he has been waging over the Pentagon's abortion and transgender policies. Tommy Tuberville doesn't want you, the taxpayers, paying for all this transitional surgery and things for our U.S. military members. And so he's holding up these promotions. Military officials warn that that situation threatens our readiness and our national security. Dozens of states, including California and New York and others now, have sued Meta platforms. They allege they're harming our young people and they are contributing to the youth mental health crisis. The lawsuit claims that that social media giant is deliberately designing features on Instagram and Facebook that addict children to their platforms. Then that leads to all kinds of problems, depression, anxiety, eating disorders, all of them. 33 states have filed a lawsuit now. In addition, 9 attorney generals have filed lawsuits in their respective states, bringing the total number of states taking action down to 41. 41 states going after Meta and their platforms. Asian stock markets are up today. Wall Street had a good day yesterday, roared higher, hopes that maybe interest rates hikes will be coming to an end. The S&P was up almost 2%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up 1.7%. NASDAQ climbed 1.8% yesterday. Oil prices jumped up a little bit yesterday as well, but gas prices in our area are now starting to catch up with gas prices around the country as we're down to about $3.59. Some of the heavy traders yesterday was Qualcomm. They're a chip maker. They had strong profits. Starbucks yesterday was up $8.66 a share as they reported strong fiscal fourth quarter financial results. People, folks, have got to have their coffee before they get to work. And don't you dare question them either if the line's long and they miss the 8 o'clock meeting. Transportation Department is awarding $653 million to upgrade and improve 41 ports in the United States. Part of the infrastructure deal, projects being supported will allow ports to meet greater shipping demands and lower the cost for consumers. How do higher taxes lower costs for consumers?
They don't.
Maersk, the world's biggest shipping company, said they plan to eliminate 10,000 jobs. The company said the move would result in saving $600 million. They made that announcement at their Copenhagen-based headquarters. They listed profits of $691 million. The report cited challenging market conditions resulting in substantially lower freight rates. Their CEO said the company will continue to streamline their organization. Wasn't Maersk the company that Captain Phillips worked for?
I think it was.
With Tom Hanks. Mm-hmm. You know, he was in that movie.
Right.
The ship that was hijacked over there. I think that was their company as well. Here closer to home, law enforcement officers in Billings said the man was shot to death and his one-year-old boy actually suffered the fatal injuries after he fell on that boy earlier in the week. Our police chief said neighbors reported occupants of a pickup firing the shots on the south side. The boy died at the hospital. Officers found the vehicle to believe those involved out on the south side as well. 10 people have now been detained. Several suspects have been identified. No official charges have yet been filed. Officers found 25 shell casings of two different calibers in the street in front of the home. They located them. SWAT team had a little standoff. They went in, got them. And we talked about it at length earlier this morning. A 63-year-old Utah woman had to have her leg amputated. She was attacked by her son's dog in her own backyard in Salt Lake City. Woman called 911 on Tuesday while still in her yard with the dogs. All seven were pit bulls. Police used pepper spray against the dogs to be able to get over the fence and help the woman. They shot the one adult female dog after it got too close and was threatening the officers. Owner of the dog surrendered the animals to authorities, but she lost her leg. The investigation into that big coal train derailment down in Colorado and that bridge collapse is focused on whether inspection and maintenance practices of Burlington Northern contributed to the accident. That bridge was built in 1958, and it collapsed onto the interstate when a broken rail caused 30 cars to derail a train hauling coal. The NTSB said, based on preliminary findings, more investigation is needed. This will be of interest to Mark and others in the final episodes of Yellowstone, starring Kevin Costner, will air in November of this year. In November 24, a delay of a year now, according to Paramount. It was caused by this year's strikes by the actors and the screenwriters, so they have to delay it. The first half of Yellowstone Season 5 debuted in 22, and then Paramount announced two spinoffs, one called 1944, No word yet on any casting for either of these series. Yellowstone has been a phenomenon for Paramount Network. The season 5 premiere was watched by 12.1 million people, more than any other scripted series that happened to be airing at the time. And yes, I will have to deal with all the questions down in Ocumal, Mexico, from people from Pittsburgh and everyone else that wants to know about ranching in Montana and blah, blah, blah. And sometimes you just have to say things and straighten them out.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to have to wait for a while. And so we'll see what happens there. But they couldn't do anything because of the writer's strike.
Well, if you watched the World Series, you were one of the few. Game 5 was the biggest audience they had for the World Series this year. But still, it becomes the least watched World Series in TV history. You got to have an L.A. or a New York in there somewhere.
And it's got to be on a nationally available broadcast network.
Exactly.
Where it makes it easy for people to get.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now, I mean, look, they put a lot of the baseball playoffs on things like TBS and things like that. And
hey,
and,
you know, I like to watch football, but I don't sit and watch it because I don't have Amazon
Prime
on my TV.
I
can watch it on my computer, but I'm not going to sit at my kitchen table for 3 hours. So. Yeah.
They got their big parade today down in Arlington, Texas, for the Texas Rangers that won their first one. So, 60 degrees today, folks, and they're calling for partly sunny skies. So, apparently, this rain will eventually stop. That's in the area right now because we have some scattered kind of light showers, but 60 today. Tomorrow, partly sunny and 59. By the way, this morning, absolutely a 0% chance of rain. We get to Sunday. Sunday looks now like 59 degrees, partly sunny. And then by afternoon Sunday, a 50% chance of rain showers hitting the area again. Then it looks pretty good all next week. So, which is good. We're going to warm up a little bit to the 50s, and then we'll be back down mid to upper 40s. So, pretty good stuff as we head into the second week of November. Right now, there is light rain and 45 degrees out there, 6:43, and that's what's happening. Mark and Paul here together. Now we turn into the more fun and funny part of the program. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Thanks for tuning into the cat.